Advocates say one way to address the high rate of maternal deaths in the US is to increase support for pregnant people and their families. One approach is to expand access to trained doulas. Right now, Medicaid, or health insurance for low-income people, covers doula services in 8 states. 6 more are in the process of following this trend, including California. Let's learn more about the effort there with Mariana Dale. She's a reporter for KPCC who covers early childhood. Hey, Mariana.
Hi, Deepa.
So to begin with, Mariana, the US has one of the highest rates of new mothers and babies dying compared to other developed countries. And the rates are even higher for Black mothers and babies. Tell us what we know about maternal deaths in the US and what's being done to help.
For Black mothers, the maternal death rate is more than double the average and nearly 3 times higher than the rate for white women. And these rates persist across income and education levels. We also see similarly high rates of Black infant mortality. And now the good news, but also the thing that is kind of frustrating, is that we've known about these health disparities for decades, but we also know that the vast majority of these deaths are preventable.
And part of the solution, which is what you've been reporting on, is this idea that more mothers get access to a doula. Now, people are probably familiar with the idea of a midwife being present at birth, but maybe not a doula. So tell us what a doula does exactly.
Doulas are a little different. They're not medical professionals like an OBGYN or a midwife is. And one misperception might be that the doulas are only something you have if you want to have this kind of like crunchy granola birth experience with like, you know, no medicine and you're not in a hospital or something like that. So I want you to hear directly from a doula right here in LA. Her name is Kefri Riley. She's co-director of a program that connects Black families with Black doulas. It's called Frontline Doulas.
A doula or a birth worker is your support system. It's the person who is there specifically for you and your family and your babies. And so whatever it is that you might be needing to fill in the gaps that are not provided by typical hospital systems, and even just, you know, there's only so much you can do alone. You need your community to help support you. And so a doula is an extension of the community.
And a few examples of that support: helping you create a birth plan, answering questions you have about pregnancy or medications, and then also helping you after the baby is born, helping you with your healing and caring for a newborn. Some doulas might even be certified lactation consultants who can advise with breastfeeding.
And there's also been decades of research done on doulas. What do we know about how they impact outcomes for moms and babies?
Well, what we know is that they help a lot, basically. Mothers who work with doulas, they have healthier babies, they have fewer pregnancy complications, and they're more likely to initiate breastfeeding. There was a 2016 study that looked specifically at Medicaid-funded births and found that women who worked with doulas were less likely to have preterm or cesarean sections, which is good news not only for the health of the mother, but also that it saves a lot of money if you don't have to have a surgery like a C-section. And even the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, they reviewed a lot of studies and say that the continuous support that doulas provide are one of the most effective tools to improve labor and delivery outcomes.
You know, some people might be wondering, well, but you've got a doctor there. Why do you need a doula? Wouldn't the doctor provide you with that support?
Well, I would encourage people, even if they're not pregnant, to think about their last doctor's appointment. How long did you spend with a doctor? 10 minutes? 15 minutes. And in that setting, did you really feel like you had the time and space to get all of your questions answered? For a lot of the moms I've talked to, the answer is no. And also to expect that, you know, you would have all your questions all ready to go and you'd get them all done in 10 minutes, that's not really how our brains work. And pregnancy is such an amazing and complicated process.
Indeed. I know my doula really advocated for me with my OBGYN, with my doctor, to not put me on Pitocin, the drug that makes the contractions come quicker and really speeds it up, but to let me run my own course. Now, you spoke with a local mother who's leaned on a doula. Tell us a little bit about her and what her experience was like.
Yeah, I recently visited with Adrienne Chapman. She's 29 years old, a mom of two, and she and her now fiance were expecting their first child in fall 2020. And to say that she was super anxious is an understatement. She knows about the high rates of Black maternal and infant death. She doesn't have a lot of support from her own mother. And she just had a ton of questions about everything from nutrition to like what labor was going to feel like. And she actually liked her OBGYN, but her appointments were short and sometimes they were months apart. So anytime she had one of these nagging questions, she sent them right to her doula.
To have someone who like, hey, at least right here, I got you. At least with this one little thing that's going on, you have my support. I'm here for you. What the heck? Like anybody wants that. It's necessary.
Chapman told me that after her pregnancy, her doula helped her plan out nutritious meals so that she could successfully breastfeed her daughters. And she has two healthy, beautiful daughters now. She was actually holding her four-month-old Halo in her arms the entire time that we were talking.
Oh, lovely. You know, it's making me think because doulas are not cheap. And I know that when I had a doula, I actually went to the School of Doulas in New York and got a student doula, and that was how I could afford it. But how do people get and pay for doulas?
You're right. I mean, their rates are several hundred to several thousand dollars because they're providing like hours of continuous support. And this is how they make a living. And most people are paying out of pocket. Adrienne Chapman, who I talked to, was able to get a doula for free through a local program. But for the most part, people are having to dig deep out of their pocket to pay for it because most private insurers do not pay for doula support.
So that brings us to the California program. Tell us what that program entails.
So California's Medicaid doula program was created by state law in 2021. They spent more than a year kind of setting it up with stakeholders, and they outlined everything from what doulas are going to do to how much they're going to get paid. And that is critical because in states that already have Medicaid doula programs like Oregon and Minnesota, some of the reimbursement rates were like $350, $450. And that wasn't enough for a lot of doulas. And so if you don't have doulas signing up to be part of the program, then people can't access their services. So in California's program, which started on January 1st, doulas are going to get about $1,000 per pregnancy. Now, it's going to be a couple months for the program to kind of get up and running, but at least one insurer told me that they are already working to connect families with doulas.
And do you have to qualify for Medicaid in this California program, or will other insurers be on board too?
So here in California, it's going to be through Medicaid. So you'll have to be, you know, either qualified for Medicaid because of your income or because of your pregnancy to be able to get your doula paid for. We do have some hopeful examples in other states. Rhode Island is the first state that passed a law that requires not only Medicaid, but private insurers to also pay for doula services.
And I just wonder finally, then, where do you see this going? What's the momentum for more coverage across the country?
Well, it's been really encouraging. We're seeing more states push to expand, you know, what Medicaid will pay for. And I think the more people hear stories about pregnancies like Adrienne, where people came out feeling not only really empowered, but their births were healthy and we had healthy babies and healthy moms, we'll start to see that not only is this the right choice because people are entitled to and deserve this support, but it also makes economical sense. Healthy pregnancies are much easier to pay for than ones where there's a lot of complications.
Mariana Dale is a reporter for KPCC who covers early childhood education. Mariana, thank you.
Thank you for having me.